الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, once again we are continuing with our new silsila, the pathway to success. Last silsila we discussed some beautiful points about the manners, about the character of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and we learned that he had the best of manners, the best of character. So inshallah, today we'll also continue with this silsila, pathway to success. And inshallah, we'll be discussing many beautiful points, inshallah, Zawajal, and specifically discussing the topic of excellence of meeting people, pleasantly, with muhabbat, with smile, etc. First of all, let's make some good intentions. As the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, intention of a believer is greater than his action. So I make good intentions, first and foremost, that I will do for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You also make good intentions, inshallah azawajal. Whatever we learn from this silsila, we try to be practical upon it and pass this message on to our fellow Muslims, inshallah azawajal. Shaykh Tariqat Ashiqi Ala Hazrat Amir Ala Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Razavi, Allah Ta'ala grant him a long life and good health, and quotes a beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, that the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if you forget something and wish to have recollection of that which you have forgotten, the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite durood salawat upon me, inshallah azza wa jalla, with the barakah of that durood, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will recollect that which we have forgotten, inshallah azza wa jalla. So my dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, many times we forget something, something slips the mind, we forgot something, we misplaced something. So you try this beautiful wazifa. Close your eyes, think about the beautiful Gumbad-e-Khazra, the beautiful green dome of Madina Sharif. Recite Durood-e-Pak with love, with mahabba. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the barakah of that durood, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will recollect that which you have forgotten, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah tabarak with that Durood-e-Pak will be benefit for us in the dunya, in the qabr, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatum wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah. First and foremost, we will start with the tilawat of Quran, and thereafter inshallah azza wa jalla we will have some praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Nati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا الشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
Now my dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, as is our usual practice that after the tilawat of Quran, inshallah, now we'll have the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت برستا نہیں دیکھ کر ابر رحمت بدوں بھی برسا دے برسانے والے بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میں مجرم ہوں آقا رستے میں ہے جا بجا تھانے والے کے رستے میں ہے جا بجا تھانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نہ آنا رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نہ آنا کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہیں چند رانے والے کہاں تم نے دیکھے ہیں چند رانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. So once again we welcome you to our silsila, the pathway to success. And today we are discussing another aspect of this pathway to success. As you know, last time we discussed about Islamic manners. We discussed about the excellent character of our beloved Rasul, the most excellent manners that ever placed his blessed feet on this earth was none other than our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.
Just I wanted to share one thing, that it's important that we understand whose character we're talking about. When we talk about the sunnahs of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his character, the way he would deal with people, the way he would walk, the way he would talk, the way he would smile so beautifully, it's important to understand his status, his blessed rank. And Sayyiduna Imam Sharafuddin Al-Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala in his famous Qasida Burda Sharif, he mentions something very beautiful about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which I want to share before we move on. He says, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمِي. He says that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam surpassed and exceeded all other Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam in his character and in his physical beauty.
Allah.
He's comparing them with the Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, who are the best of all creation, the best individuals ever to have graced this earth with their presence. And amongst them, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest. So he exceeded, he surpassed all other Anbiya, none other than all other Anbiya, with his beautiful character and his amazing physical beauty as well. And then he says that the other Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wa sallam, who as I mentioned are the best of all creation, they are sinless, they are perfect, and they were all amazing. But even still, the Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wa sallam, despite having this great status, they could not come close to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their knowledge or in their generosity or in their character.
You know, in Seerah, those who write down the history and the stories of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they compare the mu'jizat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the other prophets. And you know, the ulama say all the things that are given to the other Anbiya Kiram, given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. Sayyiduna Abu Zar Ghaffari radiyallahu ta'ala has reported that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, filling your brother's mug with water from your mug is sadaqah. At that time, people used to bring the water from the well. It's not like today's. We have everything now in our house. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if you give somebody water from your mug, it's also sadaqah. And hadith goes on that for you to call people towards righteousness and prevent them from evils is sadaqah.
SubhanAllah.
Okay. Our beautiful religion of Islam is so easy for us to give charity, to give sadaqah. You know, sometimes we think of charity as just being putting your hand into your pocket and giving money. Even if you don't have any money, our religion of Islam is so beautiful that it gives us opportunity to gain the reward of sadaqah, of charity, through all of these beautiful characteristics. Telling somebody the direction, smiling at somebody, you know, if somebody stops us in the road for directions, what is our reaction? You know, we'll say, stop disturbing me, I'm in a rush, I'm busy. If we just think for a second, if we stop and give that person directions, it will only take 2 or 3 seconds of our time. If we guide them on the path, then this is a means of charity for us. If we talk to them smilingly, this is a means of charity for us.
Islam Brother and Viewers of Madani Channel, as you can see the topic, it's getting very beautiful, very interesting. And we actually heading to that point, the excellence of meeting people pleasantly, beautifully, sweetly, smilingly. This is actually where we're heading to. I mean, I'm sure many times you experienced out there that whenever you go to meet somebody and you have a good intention to meet them, or maybe to make the salam or to greet with them, and when you come back from there, you feel that you feel perturbed, you feel disturbed. That, yeah, I went to meet this guy. I went to meet Imam Sahib. I went to meet Qari Sahib. I went to meet my brother. I went to meet my uncle. And he never embraced me properly. He never smiled properly. He never gave me a good salams properly. So you feel perturbed. You feel disturbed. You feel upset. It happens many times in different aspects of our life where we always got this impression of it, but he's a person you never want to meet. They always say, you know that person? Which person? You know that person? No, he's that person you never want to meet. You say, why are you talking about this? He's your Muslim brother. He says, no, because when you go to him, he never gives you a smile, or he never greets you with shafqat, with love, or he never greets you properly, or he never makes the proper salam, or he doesn't even look in direction of you. So these are some feelings that it arises within yourself. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in this silsila, excellence of meeting people pleasantly, we want to bring you to the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That when beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to meet and used to greet, subhanallah azza wa jal, as our Muballighin have mentioned, that smiling is a sadaqah. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam always smiled. He always smiled whenever he met the people, whenever he met the companions, alayhim ridwan, he used to always smile. And subhanallah azza wa jal, we're going to go in depth about the smiling, about the meeting, about the greeting of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah tabarakta, we want us to inculcate this lifestyle into our lives, daily lives, so we can get the pathway to success, the pathway towards Jannah, the pathway towards success in the qabr and the hereafter. This is actually what this silsila is all about, pathway to success.
You know, Aslam bhai, a true Muslim should be one who, his character is so beautiful, his manners are so beautiful, when you meet him once, you want to meet him again and again.
Yes.
Not that if you meet him once and that's it, that's your final meeting, you never want to see his face again. If you see him, because he met you with a frown, he met you in a negative way, when you see him on one side of the road, you cross the street. It shouldn't be like that. As Muslims, we should meet people in the way, following the sunnah of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in such a way that people enjoy meeting us.
When people... First impression is the last impression.
Mm. Yes.
Sometimes you meet somebody for the first time, and if he's smiling kindly, with full of love, then you want to meet him again. On the contrary, if he's frowning, like the brother mentioned, and he doesn't meet you in the right manner, then you don't want to see him again. Especially as Muslims, you know, we're representing Islam.
And we should all be people who invite towards righteousness, invite towards goodness. This is a duty upon all of us, upon each and every ummati of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to, in whatever capacity we are, wherever we live, whether we're a worker, whether we're an employer, whether we're a son, whether we're a father, in whatever aspect of life, we should always be looking for opportunities to invite towards goodness. And a successful preacher is the one who smiles when he talks, who people don't run away from, who people come towards. When people come towards you, then you will only be able to present your invitation towards goodness. And even just a smile, without even saying anything, this is a silent niki ki dawat.
Smiling is a sadaqah.
Subhanallah.
Amazing. So, my dear Islam viewers of Madani Channel, we are now getting some in-depth about this topic. You know, excellence of meeting people pleasantly. You know, we in Dawat Islami, mashallah, we have so much present day, you know, examples. I mean, I've met Islamic brothers that when they go to the bargah, to the court of our Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Amir Dawud Islami, Allah grant him a long life and good health. You know, the first person that meets Amir al-Sunnat, He would come out and after his greeting, and usually in the meeting, it's always thousands of brothers. They are in thousands. Numbers are waiting, people are waiting. They want to just go and meet their beloved Sheikh. They want to meet Amir al-Sunnat. And when the first one comes in the queue and he comes back, he says, "You know what, Aslam bhai?" I say, "What?" "Hey, Bapa loves me the most." I said, "Why you say he loves you the most?" He said, "You know when what a smile he gave me when I went there, and the way he greeted me, and what a beautiful salam he gave me. I tell you, he loves me the best." So the last person also goes to meet Sheikh Tariqat Amir. So he comes back, he says, "You know what, Aslam bhai?" I said, "What?" He says, "You know, Bapa loves me the most. Sheikh Tariqat loves me the most." I said, "How? It's possible. There's thousands of people. How he loves you the most?" He said, "When I went to visit Sheikh Tariqat, what a beautiful smile he gave me. Subhanallah, I assume that my Sheikh Tariqat loves me the most." When my dear Islam brothers and viewers, we are talking about Sheikh Tariqat, actually, this is emulating the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul. Beloved Rasul always smiled, he always had a good character, he always greet beautifully, he always embraced beautifully. So we need to inculcate this lifestyle.
And the message of Amir al-Sunnah, the Barakatun Aliyah, is the message of the Sunnah. And it's absolutely incredible that, you know, sometimes the mulaqat goes on for hours and hours. For hours and hours, if you try to smile for that period of time, sometimes, you know, even your jaws will begin to hurt. Amir al-Sunnah, Barakatun Aliyah, even at this age, he has so much passion for meeting people in accordance to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and he continuously does this for hours on end, day in, day out. And it's absolutely incredible.
You see the reward for this, that he's captured the hearts of millions of people by emulating the Prophet ﷺ. This is the reward for following the Sunnah, following the character of the Prophet ﷺ.
That bad character and talking in a bad manner has nothing to do with Islam. It's not from Islam. So if we are Muslims, we claim to have a connection with this beautiful religion, we should all be proud of our faith. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a huge, huge blessing and a huge favor that we have this religion of Islam. We are Muslim. We should know that bad character, talking in a bad manner with people, has nothing to do with our religion.
The main problem is today's time and era. We see that Muslims are drifting away from the reality. The reality is the lifestyle of the beloved Rasulullah. If they're looking for success, I mean, today people are looking at models of the dunya. You know, they want to be, maybe for example, they want to emulate a film star, or they want to emulate a soccer star, or they want to look at a football star, volleyball, or whatever, you know, car racer, whatever. This is the type of targets people are looking for in the dunya. So this is what they will practice and this is what they will follow.
If one knows about the lifestyle of the Prophet ﷺ, knows about his character, the issue today is that Muslims don't have time or don't give time to learn about their deen, about the Prophet ﷺ, how he behaved with the people. They are too busy, like you said, following worldly people or personalities. They can study books consisting of 1,000 pages to achieve worldly success, but a book on akhlaq, a book on the character of the Prophet ﷺ, we don't have time for that. So as long as, you know, we continue like this, how will we change?
So here, not only smiling, in every aspect of the life, the Holy Prophet ﷺ, you know, he take the decision that easy for the others. There is an hadith upon that Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala has reported that the Aqidu Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah likes easiness in every matter. Not only really smiling, you know, you smile and after that you talk about, you know, the if you have the two or three options and you talk about the hard option. Here, the hadith park that Allah likes easiness in every matter. And there is another hadith park. Aqidu Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the thing that has gentleness is embellished, that, you know, adorned. So here we know that not only smiling, the other, all the aspect of the life, if you have the option and there is the easiness and there is the ease, you must choose that. Become easier for the peoples, not only the hard one. There is a hadith park in Muslim Sharif, become the mubashir, to bring the good news. Don't become the one who is giving the bad news, the hard person. So in each and every aspect of life, we must be easy and giving the good news, smiling. This is the pathway to success.
This really reminds me of a shayr of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu anhu. He writes, you know, when if somebody is in a sad situation, somebody's crying, then if you give them a smile, you can change their state of grief into happiness. And Sayyidi Al-Hazrat radiallahu anhu says in his Salatu Salam, jiski taskeen se rote huye hasparay, us tabassum ki aadat pe lakhun salam.
Subhanallah.
And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would smile at people, those who were crying would start to smile themselves because of the blessed smile of the beloved Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. There is also one narration that we know that when the beloved Rasul used to perform his fajr salah, so Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan used to come to Masjid Nabawi Sharif and used to perform the Fajr Salah behind the beloved Rasul Ali Salatu Salam. And after the performance of the Fajr Salah, beloved Rasul used to turn his face and used to look at Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan. And subhanAllah, when they look at the beautiful, nurani, shining face of the beloved Rasul Ali Salatu Salam, all the problems used to be dissolved.
SubhanAllah.
Can you imagine if you see somebody and you say, you know what, that made my day when I just saw his face. It made by day, and what other better face than you can see than the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? And problems are getting solved by just looking at the nurani face of the beloved Rasul.
When he smiles, whenever he smiles, that around the things, they illuminate. The noor comes from his blessed mouth.
You know, there's a saying in English that, you know, so-and-so, and it's like a phrase that's used, that so-and-so, his smile lights up the room. It's just used as a saying. It's not a physical light.
Yes.
If somebody has a beautiful smile, they say his smile lights up the room.
Yes.
Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile, it would physically light up the room.
Subhanallah.
It's physical nur. Subhanallah.
Yeah. And this is what he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. What we discussed before, that in each and every aspect of life, we have to be gentle and love. This hadith pak that Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah azza wa jal intends to bless some family, He azza wa jal create in their hearts love and kindness.
SubhanAllah.
If Allah azza wa jal intend to bless, what He creates, love and kindness in that family. So it means if we create love and kindness in our family, and if some family have this love and kindness, it means that they have the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. This kind and love is the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it means that if somebody have these characters, he's loving person, he's kind, and he talk in a good way, and he giving the people smiling, it means he have the blessing of from Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's another hadith pak that Aqadu Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, peace is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Peace is from Allah Azza wa Jal. If a person is peaceful, he talk very normally, he don't shout and don't say the people in a bad manner, it means that it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. He bestowed the special blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's another hadith pak, a person's honor is his religion. Person's honor is a religion. And politeness is his wisdom. Politeness
is his wisdom. Mm-hmm.
We think about the wisdom. We always, become wise and, the wisdom is in politeness. In harshness, there's no wisdom. Some people in the wrong impression that if we become harsh and we have the more respect and this and that. No. It's wrong. But Aqadu Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that politeness is his wisdom. Okay, so wisdom is this, that you must be polite. And the other, and gentleness is his good character. Become gentle. And your character is your gentleness, not your hardness.
Going back to the smile of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think you have a hadith when you...
Gee, for the viewers of Madani channel, you can
read. Yeah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported that whenever he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would smile, the whole room would get illuminated.
SubhanAllah.
The walls of the room would shine with light. And it says, I've got a narration here. It's mentioned that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would talk, إذا تكلم رؤيا كالنور يخرج من بين ثناياه. And when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would talk, it would be as if light was coming out of his blessed teeth, from his front teeth. Would light up the entire room, subhanAllah. And it's incredible because the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, when they would describe the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Harith radiallahu anhu, he says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَكْثَرَ تَبَسُّمًا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I have never seen anybody who would smile more than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine how many people he met in his life, in his childhood, in his adulthood, in his old age. He said, there was no person who I ever met in my entire life who would smile more than our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So amazing.
Important to mention here, whilst we're talking about smiling, yes, being a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people may confuse smiling with laughing. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never laughed to such an extent that other people hear his voice.
Suppressed.
There is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ يَتَبَسَّمُ. He only smiled. He never laughed. Contrary to maybe our state, we may have a habit of laughing all night, and even to the extent that our fajr is gone, you know, maybe hanging out with friends. So it's not to be confused. Smiling is
actually there's one saying, you know, one of my ustads, he mentioned, you're going to come back, I'm going to come back to you. But this is, it's coming fresh because it's relating to the topic. He says that smiling is from Rahman.
Subhanallah.
You know, in my Madani Kafila course, my ustad told me, smiling is from Rahman and laughing is from Shaitan. Yeah.
There's a narration.
DJ, sorry, he was mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a narration that laughter, it kills the heart, or makes the heart hard.
Makes it hard.
Yeah, it makes it hard. So maybe that's why we're in our current situation, because maybe we laugh quite a bit. And I think the brother was going to mention another narration.
The same, like you just mentioned, in Arabic, the narration is that التبسم من الله والقهقهة من الشيطان. That smiling is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and laughing, creating a sound, this is from Shaitan. So it's very, very important in this topic,
yes,
that the views of Madani Shang don't get confused. And that when we talk about smiling, we mean smiling without making a sound, without laughing.
So viewers of Madani Channel, now we're getting a little in-depth into our topic. And mashallah, meeting, greeting, smiling, so many beautiful things to learn out there. We need solution towards our problem. Why we can't smile? I mean, I'm asking you, viewers of Madani, you are seated there. Maybe you are sitting on your lounge or on your kitchen or somewhere. And at the moment you're watching us. And I'm asking you the question, why don't you smile? Please, can you smile? For this second, while at this moment, can you try to smile? Yes.
It feels good, doesn't it? It feels good.
Does it feel good? A little bit of pain, no problem, but smile. Because smiling is a sadaqah. It's a charity. And it's a sunnah of the beloved Rasulullah. If you smile with the near of sunnah, subhanAllah, imagine the masoom angels of Allah Ta'ala, they're hiding goodies in your account. You're just smiling and goodies are coming in your account. It's a free sawab. I mean, what more do you want? So views of Madani Channel, this is a beautiful dua,
subhanAllah,
in which the beloved Rasulullah says, if you see a person smiling, now I want you to imagine that, you know, your child is in front of you smiling, or your brother is in front of you, or your sister, whatever it is, in front of you, and they're smiling. So beloved Rasulullah says, when you see your Muslim brother smiling, then you recite the following dua. And inshallah, for viewers of Madinah, we are going to put this dua on. You please try to learn the dua. And you use this dua. And the dua goes like this. Adhaqallahu sinnaka. Adhaqallahu sinnaka. Adhaqallahu sinnaka. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keep you smiling. I mean, whenever our beloved Rasulullah used to see people smiling, he used to recite this dua. So can we all try to recite together, inshallah? Oh, viewers of Madani Channel, you also recite. Mashallah, our Islamic brothers are seated here in this studio at the moment. They will also recite. So you please repeat after me. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika.
Adhaqallahu.
Adhaqallahu.
Sinnaka.
Sinnaka.
Adhaqallahu.
Adhaqallahu.
Sinnaka.
Sinnaka.
Adhaqallahu.
Adhaqallahu.
Sinnaka.
Sinnaka.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala. Now my dear Islam brothers and viewers, how are you feeling?
Subhanallah.
Don't you feel something? You know, this is the beauty of the sunnah of the beloved Rasulullah. When you emulate the beauty, when you emulate the sunnah of the beloved Rasul from the bottom of the heart, you feel something, you become emotional.
Just imagine if this dua was to come onto our lips and into the environment of our homes.
Really?
How beautiful our homes
are. I'm talking about from the heart, really.
If
practical.
Come back from a hard day's work and our kids have been waiting all day to see us.
Yeah.
And imagine if the child smiles at the father.
Allah.
If the father, you know, he's had a hard day and I don't want to talk to you, you know, I want to eat, I want to rest, leave me alone. Imagine how easily the child's heart will break.
Yes.
Imagine if that father, acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, smiles back at his child and says, Adhaqallahu sinna, gives a dua to his child. May Allah keep you smiling.
SubhanAllah.
How amazing it would be.
I mean, really, it's What a beautiful dua here.
You know, sometimes we complain that the children, they don't listen to the elders and they're disobedient, and we have this problem in our home and we have no barakat in our house and we have fighting and conflicts in our homes. No, this is a beautiful a madani solution, a remedy for the problems
in our home. People must just focus on the pathway to success.
Subhanallah.
Keep your self focus on this silsila. And inshallah, we're trying to get some solutions for you and solutions for us and for all the Muslims out there in the world.
Very, very important thing is that sometimes you know the views of Madinah inshallah might be thinking to you that, you know, smiling, it's just a small deed. It's not major. Sometimes when we think about the list of good deeds, then we think about fasting, we think about praying salah, reciting Quran. We think about these things as being very, very good deeds. You know, smiling is not worth much. But there's a hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ stated, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Do not consider any good deed as being unworthy, as being small. Even if it's small, whatever it is, don't consider any good deed as being unworthy, as being lowly, even if it is just meeting your brother with a smiling face, with a cheerful face.
It means that with the smiling face and with the happy face, if you are sad and you are meeting him, there are two ways. One of them is wajhin taliq, that happiness and it's a smiling face and with warm. Mm. Okay. And the other one is, you are sad, rude, or silent, no smiling, there's nothing warmness in you. Mm. There is a difference.
And this wajhin taliq, cameraman also smiling.
The wajhin taliqin, that it means that you must be happy, and this is ma'roof. Mm. It's not, what you give this the first part of hadith. It's not la tahkiranna. What does it mean? That
don't consider it unworthy.
Unworthy. Don't consider it unworthy. It means that they have the worth. Mm. And it's a great worth if we think that this is ma'roof and this is sadaqah and this is neki.
It's not a small deed.
It's a small deed. Mm. It's a neki. And every neki is great. And to meet the people with a smiling face and with a good manner and with the warmness.
Oh no, maybe that neki will take us to Jannat. Mm. We need everything. We need each and everything. We have to cover each and every angle, whether it looks small or looks big. But every neki we have to put in our account and go on the day, in the bargah of the court of Allah on the day of Qiyamah.
And now we are talking about those the nekis and those manners, they are pathway to success. Not
yes.
only hereafter, in this dunya as well.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, namaz is the pathway of success as well.
Jee.
Roza is the pathway of success as well. The other ibadat as well. But here we are talking about that when you meet each other, when you go to the community and when you live with the people, what you have to do, how to behave with the people. Nowadays, the angle level is becoming higher and higher. And there are few symptoms as well. And the one of them, that the anger rate is high. We don't smile. If you smile with the intention, it's charity and sadaqah. And if you meet with the brother with the good way, in the good manner, it's also a ma'roof, a neki. What else you need? If you're Muslim and you want to be successful, and this is the success, you're making the other brother happy as well, and you yourself is getting the neki, the reward. So what else you need?
When you smile at somebody, obviously he'll become happy. He'll enter happiness into his heart. And in one narration it's mentioned that the best deed after the obligatory acts, after the farais, is making your fellow Muslim brother happy.
Allah.
Entering happiness into the heart of a Muslim. One of the best deeds that you can do. And how many people do we meet today? Dozens, maybe 50, maybe 100 people we might meet today. In our daily business, going to work, going to school, coming home with our family. Imagine how many opportunities we get to pile up good deeds. Unfortunately, because our concentration, our focus is not upon this, we miss out those opportunities.
And especially, today, like you're talking about today's times, everybody's in parishani. Mm. Really, especially being, in that type of, environment, especially Dawud Islami, mashallah, offers us the opportunities whereby we are always in communication, in contact with public. And you believe me, you see the musallis in the masjid, you meet them on the street, or you meet them on the road, or you meet them at the shopping complex, wherever. Aslam bhai, we have difficulties, we have parishani, we have this problem, we have that problem. Amijan is sick, Bhaijan is sick, this one is hospital, I got that financial problem, I got this mental problem, I got this spiritual problem, I got that. Each one got some problem. And you know, just by meeting them with mahabbah, with love, you know, just by meeting with mahabbat, with love, giving some shafqa just for a moment, and a beautiful salam, like our Babajan. I mean, our Babajan sets the example, really. Amazing. If we do something like that, people really get happier. MashaAllah, Aslam bhai, really, you know, I met you today, I'm feeling good here.
You can reduce their sorrows.
Really, just, I mean, it's first thing, people don't realize that meeting your Muslim brother is already an ibadat.
Yes.
Okay, so when meeting him, whether he, at that moment, look, every person that you meet, on the day of Qiyamah, you're going to be questioned about his rights. Have you fulfilled his rights? Even for a moment, you spent for a moment with him, whether he was on the plane, whether he was on the train, or whether he was in a car, or whether he was on the bus, or whether he was walking next to you, or whether he, whatever it is. So you're going to be questioned the day of Qiyamah. Have you fulfilled his rights? And imagine if you went there and you never spoke to him properly, or you never greeted him properly, or you never met him properly. Definitely, we don't fulfill his rights. So if we follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and meet presently, meet with mahabba, meet with love, meet with a smile, inshallah tabarakuta, maybe that with the barakah of just that sunnah, that person's parishani, his parishani problem will be gone.
Subhanallah.
It's possible.
There's a story in the biography of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Aqaid Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara, and when he entered the city, there was a big alim, Jew scholar. He embarrassed Islam after that. When he saw the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that this is the face of a true person.
Subhanallah.
We are talking about the person, Aqad alim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, smiling face, and the face with the full of the nur.
Full of light.
There's no comparison. But you know, the face must be like that if somebody sees you, you're Muslim, you are, you know, acting upon the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your face must be imitate the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even we can't. We know that he is the greatest and what we are. You know, but you know, smiling face and good character and meeting people with a good way, we can do this. And if we can do this, we can eradicate the sorrows, the problems of the other. When we meet the person with a smiling face, we have a lot of experience that if we meet somebody and he meets us with a form and with the smiling face, the sorrows, the worries become less.
You know, you actually just reminded me one point. I was, mashallah, I had some good opportunities to travel to Nigran Ashura in South Africa.
Mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, many occasions. And I used to answer the phone in his presence. But you know, I'm ex-police officer. So I have this, you know, a little bit of, police background, mentality. May Allah Ta'ala save us from having that type of background. And may we always have, you know, emulate the Prophet like some lifestyle. So I used to pick up the phone and Nigran Ashura will be standing there. And I'll be talking. No, is it? No, you mustn't. You must do this. He said, this is not a police department. He said, soft, Aslam, soft. Be soft and soft and soft. I said, but Huzur, this is happening and that is happening and this is happening and that is happening. I got so many things, so much tension in my head, so much problems are coming, one up problem. He said, but you are the captain of the ship. If the ship is on the sea, it's on its destination, and ship is sinking, and everybody looking towards the captain, and captain is taking cover. If captain is panicking, then everybody will start jumping in the water, everybody will drown. So he said, Aslam bhai, smile. I said, Huzur, what are you saying? He said, smile. I said, Huzur, what are you saying? He said, smile. I said, Huzur, he said, smile. I said, okay, Huzur, I smile. Now he said, take a deep breath. I said, okay, I'm taking a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Now answer the phone. Because it was ishtamaat, and it was arrangement for buses, and I was panicking, you know. You know, we get gabrat.
Yes.
So, alhamdulillah, he taught me. So, he picked up the phone. I said, the guy says, okay, this is the problem, Aslam. I said, no, don't worry, I'm with you. Why are you taking tension. Now I learned now. I'm inside is gabrat, but you have to act it, because you have to show shafkat, you have to show love, you have to show muhabbat. If you are in that leading position where public is looking towards you, in any position wherever you are, you have to show that, you know what, I'm in control. Means that I know that this is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in following the sunnah, I'll find my success.
And everybody is a leader. Everybody in their own situation is a leader. For example, people might think that doesn't apply to me, you know, I'm not a captain of a ship, but even within in our own homes,
definitely,
we're captains, we're the captain of the ship. If we're facing difficulties at home, you know, maybe there's some financial issues, or somebody's ill at home in our household from amongst the children or the elders, if we are always sad and we're grief-stricken, then this mentality will pass on to the others in the household.
So that means the father, he's the captain of the house.
Yes.
You know, somebody's in the factory, he's got his problems. Somebody in his shop, he's got his problems. Somebody's a bus driver, he got his problem. So basically, you are the captain of your department.
Yes.
Basically, the point is, you know, follow the lifestyle of the beloved Rasulullah and try to have good manners, good ikhlaq, good character, good smiling, good meeting, good greeting. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, your problems will be solved.
No, we just heard the hadith of the thing that has the gentleness is embellished and is adorned. So what does it mean that if we are without any, you know, adornness and without an embellishment, so if we have the gentleness only, if our rank is, we have that, for example, 10 points, it will, you know, increase our levels more than 1,000. This is only gentleness. It will, you know, change so much so, and we will get a lot of things from this gentleness and with this smiling, with giving the love, meeting people warmly. And if we do this, inshallah azawajal, we'll get reward in this dunya. We'll have the way to success, inshallah azawajal, and hereafter as well.
You know, viewers of Madhijan, I want to also, alhamdulillah, I have a lot of examples in my mind, so it's coming. As the narrations are going, some things are flowing. One day we were traveling from Johannesburg International Airport, and we were going to Sufinagar, and Bapa was, mashallah, azawajal, present. We came half an hour early, before the boarding gates closed. Standing in the queue and getting on, we're waiting, and all of a sudden, we see somebody's coming and says, where are you going? We said, we're going to Sufinagar, Durban. So the flight is closed. He said, but how is possible? We're standing in the queue. And we started arguing and making a big noise, and Nigrani Shura and Papa came, they said, what is the problem? So I said, this is the problem. So he called us one side. Said, boarding closed. Flight is finished, gone. Okay, if you make how much noise you want, can you bring the flight back? Can you open the boarding gates? Can you put our luggage inside? So he said, keep quiet. Kufle Madina. Smile. Take it easy. Breathe. Don't act abnormal. Check the next flight. That's all. I said, was it sure? He said, yeah. I said, no, I'm worried, like we won't make it. He said, no. Whatever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wills is going to happen. We are here early, but we still missed the flight. So, you know, they give us such beautiful Madani pools, especially when you sit in the company and be in the company. Our Bapyare, Bapa Jan, Nigrani Shura, we learn, really practically we learn. So, viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we covered many aspects on this topic about meeting, greeting, the excellence of meeting, the excellence of greeting. So, my dear Islamic brethren, and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we covered some aspects in this beautiful silsila, the pathway to success, and we discussed the excellences of meeting, of greeting, of smiling. So Alhamdulillah Azawajal, I hope that you take some of these Madani pools, you try to be practical upon it, inshallah. We also try to become practical upon it. It is my humble request to all the Islamic brothers out there, please keep yourself close to the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Islamic brothers, attend the weekly ijtimaats of Dawat Islami. Islamic sisters, you also attend the weekly ijtimaats of Dawat Islami in your area. And the shortcut for you to get connected to the movement, put on Madani channel. Why you watch other channels? You close every other channel and watch only Madani channel. Because in Madani channel, you only see Madina and Madina and Madina. That's all you see. So inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you watch, you can imagine you watch one TV channel. You ever thought that in your life that we're going to watch one TV channel and we're going to get continuous sawab in your account? You ever thought about it? Alhamdulillah Azawajal, our Sheikh Tariqat, our Amir Sunnah, our Pyare Baba Jan, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, his beautiful Madani channel is only giving you neki and neki and only neki. So please, leave everything else and stick to Madani channel and keep close to all these beautiful silsilas you see on Madani channel, especially our silsila pathway to success. Inshallah, we're going to cover many more beautiful topics in the future, inshallah. So, Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay dawat islami teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The way to the pleasure of Allah. The pathway to success.